Each Thursday, we're joined by Mike Tenuri. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago to discuss the forecast around the planet. I suppose, Mike, we should confine ourselves to the United States today because there's a lot happening across the Corn Belt. Why don't you start with the next few days? I think there's some rainfall in the area, and that may continue. Maybe a cool-off, too.
Well, that's exactly right. We do have some storms that are going to move through over the next few days, and that all is because of the cool-off that you mentioned. There's a weak cool front that's approaching as we speak, and that will slowly move through the Corn Belt over the next few days. On top of that, we do have a separate wave of energy that'll move through on Saturday and Sunday. And between all of these different features, we will see scattered thunderstorms around the Corn Belt. It's extremely difficult to pinpoint exactly when and where any of these storms will form, and that's even exemplified as by what's taking place today. We have a pretty good thunderstorm cluster in parts of Iowa and Wisconsin, and that's going to assemble as we move into tonight. But this feature has not been well picked up by most computer models, and that's because the atmosphere is just too complex of a feature to be modeled accurately at this time of the year and in this type of setup. So we're just going to say that the entire Corn Belt will receive a half of an inch to 1.5 inches of rain over the next 3 days. And that should cover all the different things that may or may not happen through then.
And after that, what happens?
Well, we start to turn warmer once we get into Monday and Tuesday. This cool-off that we have coming up is not going to be a major cool-off. It actually will only bring temperatures back to normal levels. And keep in mind that today is the 13th consecutive day that U.S. corn production was warmer than normal. And we'll add on one or two more of those before it comes to an end this weekend. But again, we only drop down to normal. So we're not going to see high temperatures in the 60s and 70s, which would be considerably cooler than normal. We'll just end up right around 80 to 85 during the day and around 65 at night. The thing, though, is that once that cool period goes away, it does turn a lot warmer early next week. That's where the forecast turns uncertain. Once we get into the middle of next week, we know it's going to turn warmer on Monday and Tuesday, so you can kind of plan on that. Once we get into next Wednesday and Thursday, it's a bit unclear whether or not a large system in Canada is going to send a cool front swooping through the central U.S., which would basically mark an end to another period of hot weather, or if that front is going to hang up to the north and allow a large field of southwest winds to flow through the Corn Belt and basically leave a wide area pretty hot over the middle and end of next week. No matter which scenario plays out, we can see that the cool front will end up eventually dissipating and passing to the north, so that no matter exactly what happens to temperatures later next week, we also turn a lot warmer 7, 8, 9, 10 days from now. And at that point in time, 90s will become widespread again and will lows in the 70s. So basically, Todd, it's going to be warmer than normal, no matter how you look at it, over the next 2 weeks. And it's already been a very warm month.
Is your expectation this will be a persistent problem for the rest of the summer?
Well, that's always a challenging thing to answer because you never want to out-forecast the weather. But the one thing you do need to think about is that a lot of the times, one of the few correlations that do exist across time in the weather world in the Corn Belt is that what happens in July, a lot of the time repeats in August. And so if you have a warm July, a lot of the times you have a warm August. If July is wet and cool, August is wet and cool. Now, not every year works out that way, but this one is very likely going to be warmer than normal for the month of July. And it might seem surprising, but it could end up being one of the very warmest on record, especially if that cool off next week is not all that significant. We've been steadily running about 4 degrees warmer than normal every single day throughout the month. And it looks to stay pretty similar going forward. One of the warmest Julys on record was back in 2011, and the mean temperature for the Corn Belt over that entire period was only 4.1 degrees warmer than normal. So this warmth that we're dealing with now is a little bit different than a traditional heat wave where you might have a few really, really hot days, and then it goes back to normal. And then it's really, really hot again, and then you go back to normal. This has just been kind of a steady, slight warm period with daytime temperatures a little bit above normal and nighttime temperatures a lot warmer than normal. And so it's hard to say if that'll continue into August, but it certainly is one of the things we're concerned about. And there is a little bit of historical support for it. Though again, at this point in time, we We don't want to out-forecast the weather.
Thank you so much, and I'm really looking forward to our discussion again next week.
That sounds great. Me too.
That's Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather. He's in Chicago, Illinois. Joined us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.